We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop.
Specky McGee and the Spirit of the Game. Written by Felice Arena and Gary Lyon and read by Stig Weems.
I can't stand it, Ben. I think I'm going to have a heart attack. You better call the final minutes.
Gobber grabbed hold of the microphone, his hands shaking. Specky heard his voice, loud and clear, booming out of every radio in every car around the boundary.
It has all come down to this. The ball goes up, Roberts wins the tap, but it's trapped by Fitzgibbon for the Bullance. He hurriedly kicks it to the forward line where Clary Cox stands his ground. The ball is punched to ground, players from both sides desperately dive on the ball, and the umpire calls for a ball up. There's less than a minute to go. Ball up. It spills toward Castellino. He's bumped aside by Biff Sharkey. Sharkey has been moved onto the ball for the last minutes. He picks it up and sprints toward goal. He has one bounce, steadies and shoots at goal. Could this be the match winner? It's on its way. It hits the post. It has hit the post. The Bullens now lead by 5 points. Shin wastes no time. He finds Brian Edwards in the pocket. He handballs to his brother James. James with not a second to spare. Kicks wildly toward the middle of the ground. Fitzgibbon is under it. He looks like he's going to save the day for the Bullens.
Motormouth Mick couldn't help himself and he took over.
Razorback Jack! Razorback Jack has taken the mark. He's pinched it right out from Fitzgibbon's hands. Where did he come from? I don't know. Who would know? Siren! There goes the siren. Never in a million years could I have imagined this. The Red Fins are down by 5 points. Jack McCracken has got the ball just forward of the centre circle. Oh, my Lord, folks. Rewind the clock 20 years. This is not happening. This is not happening. Tell me I'm dreaming.
Players from both teams slumped to the ground. Specky watched it all unfold in front of him, not believing either what he was witnessing. Ernie stood there, dumbfounded, not able to move or speak. Robbo, Jimmy Pryor and Matt Connolly ran to the goal square in case they were needed to help shepherd the ball through. Specky jogged to the middle of the ground and stopped just next to Razorback Jack. He watched him take a couple of deep breaths and walk back to the start of his run-up. Brian had not moved since the siren had sounded and was joined by his brother and his dad. The only person at the game who didn't seem concerned was sitting calmly in the dugout of the interchange bench. Ivor Richards didn't even move when his wife Doris sat next to him and held his hand.
"Don't you worry, Dorry," said Ivor. "That's Razorback Jack McCracken with the ball in his hands."
Specky wanted to say something, but didn't dare. Then, just before Razorback Jack commenced his run-up, he turned to Specky and said,
"Never kick it too hard, son."
We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop.